everyone, and welcome to the Mango Podcast. I'm your host, Nolan, and I'm joined by my other hosts, Zach and Liz. Today's show...
Hi.
Liz, you may as well say hi.
Hi.
So today's show, we're going to talk about some cartoons today, but specifically, we're going to talk about older cartoons we grew up watching and, you know, how things have changed in the recent years and yada, yada, yada. We'll get to all the rest of the stuff. But if you guys have any future topics you'd like for us to consider, or if you just want to give your comments about past shows, make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Mango Podcast. So let's just go ahead and roll over into the show, guys. I don't know if you guys want
to... Who wants to start?
You guys have an idea. Why don't we start with just like shows we grew up watching, like when we were younger. Not necessarily ones we actually liked, but just... stuff we grew up with.
Or Rugrat. I
think everyone grew up with Rugrats.
Everyone grew up with Rugrats.
Can I go out on a limb here and say I didn't really like the Rugrats?
Okay, I'll be honest here too. I would only watch Rugrats.
I didn't really like it.
I would only watch Rugrats if I was with my grandparents' house and they only had like Nickelodeon, like PBS Kids, and Rugrats was on always in the morning. And like, waiting for other shows, you sort of just like, I got nothing else to watch, so let me just watch this.
Yeah, I guess that's how like I felt, especially with it being cable. You know, back before you had all, like, the streaming services and everything, so you're just like, I guess this is what I'm watching today.
Yeah, but, like, I would always wait for like, the other shows. Like, I remember one being, like, Chalk Zone, if any of you remember that.
I love Chalk Zone.
They moved it later to another station for Nick, and no one could really watch it because you had to have, like, a higher cable... tier.
Yeah, it was like what, Nickelodeon 2 or something?
Something like that, yeah. It was such a good show.
Yeah, I think it was only on for like, what, 2 seasons or something?
Yeah, and I'm not sure if they continued it after that or they just had it on replay.
Dang.
Yeah.
I liked Chalk Zone, but I don't remember. I honestly don't remember too much about it.
Do you guys remember Invader Sim?
Of course.
Also got moved in there.
everyone knows Invader Sim. Everyone likes Invader
Sim. Of course.
Invader
Sim. I think, well, because of course Gurr stole the show.
Obviously.
Any bit of merch that was Invader Zim was always Gurr.
Because he's so cute! Come on, you always gotta sell like the cute stuff from TV shows.
Gurr, what are you doing at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I'm making tacos!
I'm just like, that's me.
Why is there bacon in this soup?
He's so cute. Oh my god. I don't remember much from Invader Zim though. Cause like the same thing. It moved over to the other channel. I stopped watching it.
I think
Nolan. Yeah.
The one episode like I thoroughly remember, like distinctly remember, was when was it Doug Dividone?
Diz?
What? Diz.
Diz.
Yeah, Doug Dividone.
That's from Timmy Turner.
Owner of the Dim Still
Dividone. Yeah. Fairly Odd Parents.
That was good up until, like, Poof.
Yeah.
Like, before that, like, the old stuff was absolutely ridiculous. But then, I think we're going to be getting ahead of ourselves on that part. So, we'll come back to that. But the one episode I always remember is when Diz tried doing something, but then he made his own skin taste like ham. And he's sitting there in the bathroom stall, like, licking his hand. He's like, oh, that tastes good. Ah, nah, 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 nah. And all the dogs started following him. I was like, what is this show?
I think the funniest scene I can remember from that show, like off the top of my head, was Zim was inside of Diz. And this just kind of gets up on the table. It's like, my arms are noodles. He's just flailing them around. His sister's just trying to watch TV. I think she, like, throws something at him.
Yo, she didn't give a shit.
She really didn't.
Like, not a shit. Oh my god. Speaking about Zim being in his body. That episode. Don't get ahead of me now. That episode of the Magic School Bus.
Which one?
Where they went into, oh god, what was his name?
Arnie, I think.
Arnold. Was it Arnold? Yeah, it was Arnold.
It was Arnold? Arnold.
Okay, I have a huge confession.
You've never seen School Bus, Magic School Bus?
I've seen one episode of it, and I think it was about, like, the whole solar system.
Alright, guys, well, it looks like it's just gonna be, me, Zach, and Shadows running this podcast from now on, so,
You know, honestly, I thought she was gonna say she had a crush on
him. No, I had a crush on the teacher.
Miss Frizzle?
Yes.
Miss Frizzle.
Just kidding.
Yo, Miss Frizzle. Okay, take anyone who ever watched that show when they were growing up, and I dare you to find one person that didn't want Miss Frizzle as their teacher.
Honestly?
Don't tell me.
The show.
That's why I said people who did watch the show.
What about Recess? Do you remember Recess?
Didn't like Recess.
I didn't really like it too much. I mean, it was something to watch. I watched the movies that came out, but it wasn't something that I was, oh my god, I gotta watch it.
I felt like the movies were a little bit more interesting.
If it was on, I'd watch it, but I wouldn't wait for it to get on.
Than the TV show. Because the movies just got straight to the point, and the show was always, like, lagging before they got to the end. And I felt it was, like, such a boring show. Please don't hate me.
Well, I always more stayed with, like, Cartoon Network than I did, like, Nickelodeon.
Really?
I was very much Cartoon Network more than Nickelodeon. I was Disney more than Nickelodeon at some point.
I was more Nickelodeon. Do you guys remember that one show with the robot?
Oh, My Life as a Teenage Robot.
Yes.
Jenny.
I love
Jenny. I freaking love Jenny. The one episode I remember the most, and when she's going to prom and the whole makeover part of her, like, I felt so satisfied about it. Because she, like, just went. Didn't she go, like, full red after that?
She went full red, and I think that was the episode.
I don't remember watching too much of it. Like, I just remember her as the blue robot, and, like, that.
I watched every episode.
You missed out on a great show.
Like, I kind of liked it, but I had, like, that time block. Like, that the time that the show came on was always a time when something else that I really enjoyed was coming on. Which I don't remember what it was at the time, but I know it was something better.
No, I missed it. There wasn't anything better. You can flip off no one. She was bae.
She was bae?
She was bae.
She was.
Jenny the robot?
No.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yes.
However old I was when I was watching that show, if she was real and me at that age was a robot, I mean,
so it would only work if you were a robot too.
Babe, do you remember that one episode where she's dating like another robot and he turns out to be like a dog?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so I think she found the robot in her mom's basement. It was like one of the other robots that she had, and she woken it up, she had a crush on the robot, she started taking him out as a boyfriend. Turns out
he was a dog.
He had programmed a dog, and he would eat like a dog and walk like a dog and scratch himself like a dog, and she's like, oh my god, you're a dog.
Oh my god, you're a dog.
Like, obvious furry about her.
Ooh. A mechanical furry? Hold on, wait a minute. That's some, like, weird crossover thing.
We're reaching cringe levels that shouldn't even be possible.
Cringe levels of crossover. I identify as a robot dog. I'm a mechanical furry, if that even works.
I mean, apparently it did, so. So, like.
Oh, no.
2019, whatever you want to be, Nolan, I'll support you.
I want to be a mechanical dog. That's what I want to be. not know. Let's get on this topic.
Did y'all watch? Did y'all watch King of the Hill?
Are we gonna consider that? Like, I was sticking with the family cartoons, like the Family Hour.
Was that not family cartoons?
I mean, it was about a family, but it was not.
There you go.
That doesn't.
It was more Adult Swim. But I mean, it's still a cartoon. I mean, I watched it growing up.
No, but I wouldn't consider it as cartoon, because you could also say the same thing about Family Guy and American Dad.
Yeah, it's more of an animated series.
Yeah.
Growing up with, like, cartoons, like, I actually did grow up with stuff like the Looney Tunes and all the Hanna-Barbera cartoons and stuff like that, like Speed Buggy, Wacky Racers, all that stuff, because we had Boomerang at the time, and Boomerang played all the old school stuff, so...
Oh, yeah.
I tended to watch that more than anything.
I watched a lot of that.
I'm not sure if you guys... Yes, I absolutely fucking love Johnny Quest. Sorry for my...
I was good!
Johnny Quest so much! I would say I'm so late to see that.
Oh, what was Johnny Quest?
It was about the blonde little boy with his friend who had a turban?
Haji.
Haji, yeah.
Yeah, it was Haji, right?
Johnny Test.
Quest.
Quest, not Johnny Test. Totally a ripoff, because Johnny Test was blonde hair too.
Yeah, but he had, like, flames in his hair.
Yeah.
Johnny Test was cool looking. No.
Johnny Quest was really good show, though, like... One, Nolan.
Nope.
Not Johnny Test.
I did not like Johnny Test.
Johnny Test was dumb. Didn't he have, like, twin sisters, too, that were, like, super smart?
He did have twin sisters. Bling Bling Boy.
Yes, he did have twin sisters, and Bling Bling Boy likes the one with really straight hair.
Yeah, no, he liked the one with the curly.
No, he liked the one with straight hair, because I remember I didn't like the girl with straight hair, because I thought she was a, you know. She was rude.
Is that why you liked the show?
I thought it was funny. Growing up, I was into a lot of stupid comedy.
I personally didn't like it as much, but it was something to watch, so I did watch it.
I couldn't get into it, and another reason why I couldn't really get into it was because it was that era of, like, the new cartoons. Like, I didn't mind new cartoons that were coming out. Some of them were pretty good. Like Camp Lazlo was all right.
I liked Camp Lazlo. I thought it was really funny, actually.
My gym partner is a monkey.
There we go. That's the one.
My gym partner is a monkey.
There were some episodes I did think that were really funny, but
yeah,
most of it I thought was pretty boring, and I wouldn't watch it constantly until I see, like, one of my favorite episodes, and I'll be like, oh hell yeah, this is a good one.
Well, like, I gave up on cartoon. Well, I gave up on Nickelodeon altogether after, you know, SpongeBob left, and they started doing all of the live shows. Well, when I say SpongeBob left, I mean like the original SpongeBob, like the OG stuff that was actually funny. But
They
started doing live shows, I just left Nickelodeon behind. But like the Cartoon Network era, I kind of stopped watching, like, after, because you had the era before. You had like Ed, Edd n Eddy and all those shows. But then you had like Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, Billy and Mandy, and
you didn't like those?
No, I did like those. I'm saying after that is when I stopped watching cartoons.
Oh, okay.
But after that is when like Camp Lazlo, My Gym Partner's a Monkey started coming on. And I did enjoy couple of shows here and there, but not nearly as much as I did, you know, as the old shows. Like,
can we take a moment to talk about The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy and Courage the Cowardly Dog, how they were nightmare fuel?
They were unnecessarily nightmare.
They were nightmare fuel. Okay, I remember there was this one episode of Return the Slab that freaked me out so much.
Return the Slab.
I couldn't sleep by myself after watching that. And I was like a good, like, what, 10 years old, 8 years old watching that TV show and that one episode. I remember coming it up and I'm freaked out because it was just this willowy character just standing there in the middle of nowhere. And he looked scary.
Caused all those plagues.
Yes, he looked scary and he freaked me out. And I remember just like sleeping on my mom's bedroom floor.
Return the slab. What's your offer?
Oh, so there was that one about the moon that freaked me the fuck out.
Oh, when he had the face, like the...
Yes! Yes, I hated that one so...
There's only one episode of Courage the Cowardly Dog. I can just, like, if I think of the show, the first episode that just pops into my mind is that one where Courage helped the bunny girl.
Oh, the lesbian couple.
Oh, yeah, the lesbian bunny.
To the lesbian cat.
It was...
The lesbian cat and bunny.
They were so cute.
Yes.
And then they ran away together at the end, and Courage got beaten by a giant bulldog.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, no, it was a giant Rottweiler.
The one episode that always stuck with me as freaky was Fred. Fred, the hairstylist that always smiled.
Oh!
He's like, God.
Courage, you've been very naughty.
And that he's fucking like a big pedophile.
Oh, my God. I'm like, you know, like, the Cartoon Network execs are just, you know, sitting there, and everyone's like, you know, like, all the regular guys who are in charge of, like, the shows, you know, like, people who pitch shows, and they're like, alright, so, like, everyone else is normal, like, but there's in this one guy, so the dude comes in and pitches his show, he's like, alright, I got this show, it's this dog, right, lives in the middle of nowhere, and, like, he can talk, like, you know, to himself. And to people, but for some reason, whatever. Okay. All right, we're following you. Okay, yeah. And, like, some strange shit that starts happening, you know? And, like, there's these weird monsters. There's this, like, creepy smiley dude.
Eggplant people.
There's this lesbian cat and bunny chick. there's a moon with a face and a talking tree. And everyone's like, I don't know about this. And, like, the head exec is over there snorting a line of coke. He's like, fuck yeah, that sounds awesome. Let's do it.
But it was a really good show when it wasn't creepy.
Yeah.
Do you remember the episode where they went to the hotel and that fox?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
the
spider ones?
Yeah, it had the spider in it.
Yeah, oh my God, I couldn't watch it. The little spiders moving around.
The best part of the entire movie, of the episode, was when they were playing ping pong with their hands.
Oh!
Wait, Liz, do you not like spiders? Do you have a fear of spiders?
Do you have arachnophobia?
I can't stand house spiders. Or big wild spiders. But if you give me like a pet tarantula...
Oh.
For some odd reason, I will love it to death.
Of the little itty-bitty, like, the wood spiders that don't do shit.
But I just can't handle spiders that I see out in the wild, because that freaks me the fuck
big
out.
Tarantula.
But his name is Steve! Like, he just chills in the corner, and I say hello to him all the time. I'm like, hey,
there's
Steve.
A lot about this show that I couldn't handle because it freaked me the fuck out, and a lot of it was because of bugs and, like, creepy stuff, but I would still watch it.
So that's why the Ramsay episode
Maybe that's why I couldn't
out.
Sleep. With the light off.
The plague of locusts. So, also, switching over to Billy and Mandy, I don't really... So, I feel as though Courage the Cowardly Dog was... it was kind of... sort of nightmare fuel. Kick him in the dishpan, hoo-hoo-hoo.
I don't know what you just said, but okay.
Is that episode where Muriel becomes possessed by the mattress?
Oh.
And they have to perform the that exorcism?
Do you guys also remember the episode where Flan came in? You know, the little pastry where they would, like, mind control to buy them even more? That was really weird. Anyways, continue on to Billy and Mandy.
Or the alien chicken duck thing.
There was nearly three episodes with the alien chickens.
There was an episode with each one of them, and then the fourth episode, I think, was like all three of them as like brothers.
Yes.
Yeah. That's some stuff. But anyway, whereas I think Courage was like nightmare fuel for like certain things, like not for me because I'm a twisted individual anyway. So I was like, oh, that's just kind of weird, but okay. Like, Billy and Mandy had some weird stuff in it, but it wasn't nearly as creepy as like the Courage stuff was. I really enjoyed Billy and Mandy.
It wasn't as bad, but if you see like the little shows or like the little clips where they're going into that one acid trip.
Yeah,
that freaked me out.
There's only like, other than, you know, Grim, Billy, and Mandy, the only character I can think of after them is Fred Burger.
What was the guy? What was the guy's name? Slenderman, the Slenderman guy. Remember? No. He always talked to Grimm all the time. Like, he had like the tentacles and stuff.
Boogeyman?
No, it started with like an N. Something.
He was no the like, little kid. Should the little kid was named with the N.
That was Neville.
That
was Neville. But there was a grown guy, like he was. Nirvana.
Nirvana.
Nirvana. So, I'm looking up the characters.
Do you remember what he looked like? This like
Fred Flintstone.
He had tentacles. Like he had tentacles coming up his back.
Look at the characters.
Are you sure he wasn't like wearing a suit?
His best friend's name was Nigel. That was his best friend's name. That was it. Grim, Irwin, Harold, Gladys, Richard, Grandma, Mindy, Spurg, Phil, Claire, General Scar, Puddin, Eleanor, Principal Good Vibes.
Oh, Principal Good
Vibes. I wonder why he's called that.
Jeff the Spider.
I remember Jeff the Spider.
Why don't you love me?
Nurgle. That was his name.
Nurgle. Who the fuck Nurgle. Is Nurgle?
He was Nurgle. The Slenderman dude. Oh, now they're looking it up.
Yes, I'm gonna look it up because I don't remember this. Yeah, okay, it was Nurgle.
We take our research very seriously here on the Mango Podcast.
Oh. was his name really Nurgle?
Yes!
Wait, guys, do you remember the little dog named Saliva?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no, that reminds me, Billy and Mandy. So back in the day, if you used to go on the Cartoon Network website,
yeah,
you used to play Flash games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
And they had a Billy and Mandy Flash game.
I played it.
And I played that so much. Also, I really missed that Cartoon Orbit. That's what it was called. Cartoon Orbit was like the little like social media thing kind of where you could play the Flash games and you would get like little figures. Little credits and you could buy like packs and stuff and get like figures or stickers for your own little thing, and I was always trying to collect them. Man, I really, really missed that. But anyway, yeah, I used to always play the Billy and Mandy Flash game and the Teen Titans one, the Teen Titans fighting game.
Oh wait, Teen Titans was one of my favorite shows of all time. I hated they ruined it.
With Go. Within,
yes.
Oh, did you guys hear that apparently there's a new episode of Teen Titans Go where they have to fight the original Teen Titans?
Yeah, it's like a crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, another thing about the old, you know, the OG Teen Titans, during the post-credit scene of the Teen Titans Go movie.
Spoilers?
It was...
Yeah, it was big spoilers. Big spoilers here.
Yeah, huge spoilers, so, like, skip ahead, like, 2 minutes. If you don't want to hear it.
You just keep skipping until you don't hear Zach talking anymore. That's...
All right. So, it shows Robin... He's like trying to get the camera. The old Teen Titans are trying to get the camera working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, are you there? We're back. And then it cuts out.
Maybe they were only going to come for that one episode.
It was supposed to start January of 2019, but it never did.
What a bunch of.
It was also supposed to continue off at the end of the the very same spot that it ended, mm-hmm. where Beast Boy ran out of the high school after Tara didn't remember him. Mm-hmm. Because that was a cliffhanger ending. I don't know why they stopped it there. It was a great show, so obviously it wasn't like a this show's not popular anymore, can't do it anymore. They obviously had something that, like, a reason for changing it.
It could just be like
how they broke the own fourth wall. That, remember the dude came back, like, because in Teen Titans Go, what was his name? The dude that
Control Freak,
yes. And he was talking about how good the old Teen Titans used to be. And I was like, I wonder.
No, but the old Teen Titans was a very good show. I miss it so much.
Oh, it was really good. It was so good. Favorite character from Teen Titans?
Raven.
Same.
Also,
Same.
Of course she was.
Also, that one girl from the other Teen Titans with, what was her name again? The
B?
The yeah, B-boy. I loved her so much, how'd you know?
I figured you.
She's a bee! No, but I thought she was really hot. With,
I figured. She worked with, I think, Blood.
She did for a while.
She has, like, her own little group of Teen Titans. It was her, Kid Flash, those two twins.
That Masi did, Menos? Like, si podemos? Yeah,
yes, I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And there was one more person.
The Aqua Kid?
Was it? I thought it was something went really strong.
Mm.
Like Sabretooth or something. Yeah. Like, yeah. Sabretooth or whatever.
No. Was it Sabretooth?
Yeah, it was Sabretooth, wasn't it? Yeah, it was
Sabretooth. No.
No, because Sabretooth is on Marvel. He's Wolverine's brother.
It was something along those lines, though.
No, but it was the Aqua Kid, forgot his name. He was in there.
Aqualad.
Aqualad, yeah.
He was definitely in there.
I remember the episode where Robin was supposed to go to that dance on that cruise ship.
Oh my god.
Yes, with the crazy girl.
Yeah, with the crazy girl, and like shit started happening, mm-hmm. and I was like, drama.
You guys remember Silky?
Oh my god.
Silky. The little maggot.
How do you not remember Silky?
Oh yes! And then it turned into that giant fucking moth monster.
And then they turned him back to Silky.
Turned into fucking Mothra, and they're like, uh oh.
I hella ship Terra and Beast Boy.
I shipped them for like a bit, but then I started shipping Raven and Beast Boy.
I think that's the most popular ship is Raven and Beast Boy.
Yeah.
Only because of Teen Titans Go.
No. It was because of fan art that I got Teen into Titans them.
Because everyone always shipped Raven and Beast Boy and Robin and Starfire, and then Cyborg was just like, guess I'll die.
No, Cyborg was with Jinx. You remember how he went infiltrated the Evil Academy and he was like her date and everything, but he was also like around her a lot.
Don't you also remember the episode where he went back in time and was in love with that girl?
Oh yeah.
I don't like talking about the episode because it's really sad.
No, the episode that messed me up the most is when Raven went back to her own world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And met all the other Ravens, and all that shit was going on, and I was just like, this is kind of dark.
Wasn't that in the same episode where she turned into the White Raven, and she fought Trigon?
Yeah.
Also, Raven with long hair, I loved her.
Okay, it's about to turn into a Teen Titans show.
one quick thing before we move on. I also shipped Raven with Robin, especially because of the part where, like, he rescues her. Like, it was just, like, them two. Against, like, her whole, like, memories and her going into a child and all that.
But can you ship them just because of one episode? I mean...
No, but they... I don't know. It was just something. I was just like, they look pretty okay to me together.
Honestly, I didn't ship Robin and Starfire until the movie.
Yeah, the movie really brought that out. But... Yeah. Yeah.
There were hints to it. There have been hints like the entire time.
Yeah.
But okay, so we're gonna slide on from this topic because we've been on Teen Titan topic for too long now. So let's go ahead and talk about some of not like new shows. I'm not talking new shows. I'm not even okay. So anything after the past. I guess, let's say 8 years. So, I know what our all number one favorite show is, And we can't say it right now because that doesn't qualify, doesn't fall under it. So,
what? No, come on.
No, because we're going to talk about that soon.
Fine.
So I'm talking about, like, the era of, like, when Courage and, Courage and all those shows were on. Also, I did grow up with Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh every morning before school. But, so, going on to my favorite show ever on Cartoon Network, and you guys can say whatever you want from whatever network, Disney, Nickelodeon, whatever. But for me, growing up, the show that was always my favorite, the show that, like, I really, really got, and I thought it was extremely funny, and it actually shaped, you know, a bunch of my humor and stuff, was Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Of course it would be.
That was
of course it would be.
That was my show growing up. Oh, my dad absolutely did not like the show because he goes, "That's so stupid." I'm like, "That's so funny."
Looking at it, your perspective, you probably say the same thing to kids now.
I do. You damn kids. Yeah. Damn kids and your music. Beep boop 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 bop. But no. I really enjoyed it, but also, like, it had, like, a certain feel to me, because it was just, like, they were just so free just to do whatever they wanted to do, and it was just the three of them and this cul-de-sac, and there were no parents around, like, no adults, and it was just always them just getting into shenanigans, and even then, there was still a bunch of funny shit that was happening, you know, especially, hold on, I got a cat! There's a cat in here. Meow. This podcast has been interrupted by my cat Claudia.
Hi, Claudine.
Pictures of her on Instagram soon.
Go on.
I'm baiting people into the podcast with pictures of my cat.
Please follow our Instagram for pictures of Claudine, a very special cat.
Claudia.
Black.
But, you know, it was just always, like, super funny, especially, when Rolf puts on the hat.
Oh, the giant-ass hat.
Everybody wants to be gangster until Rolf puts on the hat.
You are not the son of a shepherd, Ed Boy.
I cannot remember his fucking phrasing that he said. It was the hat of... was that not the hat of shame, it was the hat of, forgiveness? No,
Was it the hat of forgiveness?
It was the,
what was it?
Discipline.
Hat of discipline. And he just smashes Double D with it. All is forgiven.
It's forgiven.
Rolf, what is that? It's the hat of discipline. Do you live in a cave? Smash.
I like how Rolf, like, he had all this weird stuff, and then when no one else knew what it was, he was like, "Y'all are weird for not knowing this."
Right. That's my horse!
Wasn't it the pig?
What about the pig?
Didn't he ride the pig?
I think he...
Ralph or whatever?
Rolf, yeah, he may have.
Rolf, what was the pig's name?
Wilfred.
Wilfred.
Wilfred was the name of the pig.
Wilfred.
Where
are your stairs?
My parents took them down because I am grounded. That is disturbing. like that humor is what always killed me back in the day. Like
I specifically, whenever I think of Ed, Edd n Eddy, the first thing I think of is the episode when I went back to school.
See, I kind
of... And the second one I think of is when Ed is eating his bed.
Oh, God. Good
was
God,
was it the one
where
he had a rock in his shoe? Like, the little...
Yes. Like, I understand that now. Like, this dude got so pissed off because of a rock in his shoe. He ate his bed. Like, but no, I stopped watching after they went back to school. Like, when they started doing school stuff, like, it was kind of like the whole SpongeBob thing. Like, after, was it, like, 6-7 seasons? Like, when it started to get to, like, the mid-2000s, it just started dying out, and it just was not funny anymore. That's the way it was for me when they went
back
to school.
Honestly, it started going down after the first movie.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. But for me, it was the same thing as Nolan, is when they started going to school. I don't know, it just didn't feel the same after that.
I don't know, see, I always really connected with that Ed and Eddie because where I grew up, like when I was young, and the times I'd be watching it, like I pretty much lived that same exact life. Like I lived in a trailer park. I mean, it wasn't a cul-de-sac. But
you wanted a Jawbreaker?
Yeah, dude, I loved Jawbreaker so much. But that dude, okay, so that episode where they went to the Jawbreaker like store and the bank, and it was just Jawbreakers from all these different countries. I was like, oh my god, I want that one. I want that one. I want that one. But
I can't tell if he's joking.
No, I'm being serious. I did want them.
But like, no, but when I thought Jawbreakers were like soft and stuff because I was so stupid to not like connect the name to the fact that they're hard candy.
I didn't know they were even real.
They're real.
I thought they were not that big.
Yeah, they're like, not that big. They're good. Like, what are those little pool balls? They're like a good death.
You can find ones that are bigger than your fist.
Yeah, but like I always thought they were soft and like very like melty. Wait, my fist or and her stuff fist? Like that. I didn't know you had to like suck on them for like a long ass time before you actually get anywhere.
You usually have to.
Wait, bigger than my fist or bigger than her fist?
I have a tiny fist.
She's got a baby fist.
Excuse you? It's not that tiny. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you know. Like,
you're gonna catch these tiny hands, Nolan.
Oh no, tiny hands, what am I gonna do? They slightly hurt. But, like, the reason why I enjoyed it so much is because I grew up in that life. I grew up in a trailer park in, like, a small neighborhood where every time I'd get out of school, all I was doing was roaming around the neighborhood with my friends, and we were just getting in and doing stupid shit, doing stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's what it always reminded me of, and like it was just like kind of like a nostalgia thing. But I was watching it like at the same time, which is kind of weird. But like I even enjoy it even more now growing up. But I'm curious to hear what your guys' favorites are.
You got one, Ben?
And I do have to. I do have to disclaimer because. When I say the era of when I was growing up is different from when you guys are growing up.
Yeah, because...
It's not that much
no,
different.
No, it's...
Is it that much different?
I mean...
Nolan, what year were you born in?
92.
None.
I'm 9 years older than you are, Zach.
Yeah, so that's a good decade right there.
Yay, yeah.
He's six years older than you.
Mm-hmm. So that's...
I mean, I liked Phineas and Ferb growing up. I liked Teen Titans. I watched a lot of the shows that were mid-2000s to 2000s, but I also watched a lot of shows from the 90s.
Okay. So from mid-90s back, if you could only watch one show, like, you had one show left to watch before you died, what would it be?
Mid-90s and back?
Mid-2000s and back.
Mid-2000s? Ooh. Probably Ben 10. The old Ben 10.
I got an alien smartwatch.
I loved
Ben 10. I didn't like Ben 10 until they were, like, teenagers.
I didn't like it.
Wow.
I did like the grandpa, though. The grandfather?
The grandfather was a lit grandpa.
Dude, he was a badass. Like, that was the only thing I liked about that show.
He was such a badass. Do you guys remember when he met, like, his alien ex-girlfriend?
What?
Yeah, the grandpa had an alien ex-girlfriend he would go, like, on adventures with, and he stopped going to adventures with her because he had a family, or, like, he wanted to have a family on Earth. And he did.
Well, he was always cool, too, because he always wore Hawaiian shirts. And so, dude was an operator. Like, operator as fuck. Like, you know, he's seen and done some shit.
He's a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's his cover story. Like, this dude was like ex-CIA, ex-Special Forces and shit, but he's like, I just want to work on sinks.
I mean, what else are you going to do after retirement from everything? Like, you've seen some shit. I'm pretty sure at some point you're just going to be like, I just want to kick back and... not do all of that.
I'll go sell lemonade in the street corner for $1. Fuck it.
Yeah, just fuck it.
Like, you see that dude over there? Yeah. I heard he killed 50 men.
But he's selling lemonade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Can't do no harm.
So Ben 10, that's gonna be that's yours? That's yours, Eric?
That's fine.
That's yours? Okay. Alright. Liz?
Oh boy.
Oh boy, I put you on the spot now. Think.
Have you not been thinking about it?
I have been thinking about it, but I've been like choosing between three of them and I'm not sure even one of them is like mid 2000s or like the time I grew up. So I'm just gonna say all three.
Cheater.
Avatar The Last Airbender. The Wings Club. And Danny Phantom. Leave me alone, okay? I absolutely love The Wings Club. I look back at it now. I was trying to watch it the other day, and I couldn't watch it. The graphics are so terrible. But I remember as a like kid, I thought it was like a really pretty show, and I absolutely loved like all the girl drama and also all the fighting and everything like that. I'm like, this show is so cool. And now I look back at it, I'm like,
Okay, well you're on two strikes now. Are you gonna strike out? What's your third one?
Oh, I already said it. Danny Phantom.
You did not already say it.
That's great. I like that.
Yeah, I did say it.
No, you said that when we were on Discord call.
No, I did say it. I had the Avatar The Last Airbender, Wings Club, and Danny Phantom.
I didn't hear you say Danny Phantom. Did I.
Okay, well you're gonna look back into this recording and you're gonna realize you're both.
Alright, listeners, if you could
if you can tell me right on any social media we have, I'm gonna appreciate it.
Tell us.
Because I know I'm right.
Be like, Liz was wrong. And be like, look, we have proof, but the listeners, they demand it. Yeah, no, Danny Phantom was okay. I mean,
I didn't like it the first couple of episodes until like the story got rolling.
I didn't really like it.
I like shows with slow
beginnings. I don't like shows with slow beginnings, but the only reason I liked it because the story afterwards was actually pretty good.
Well, I mean, somebody growing up watching Fairly Odd Parents like constantly, and then when that show first came out, and it had the same exact animation.
Doesn't Butch Hartman make that too, right?
What?
Butch Hartman make that show, right?
Yeah.
Just like he made a...
With having the same exact animation, like, in my kid brain, I was like, this is a ripoff of Family Odd Parents, even though it's a completely different story.
Was it because of the same, like...
Animation, the same...
Yeah. Model. Yeah, you were just saying because of the same...
There's a theory line. That Family Odd Parents, like, Timmy is Danny.
No, because...
Oh, yeah.
AJ is Tucker.
And then...
Trixie is,
What's her name?
I can't remember her name for some reason.
And then Chester is, yeah.
It's the goth girl.
It's the goth girl.
No. Chester's the goth girl.
Jesus is the conductor now.
Also, there was another one that I didn't think was meant to.
That as a hashtag.
Chester's the goth girl.
I want that as a... Chester's the goth girl.
Big City Goth Girl.
Can we say that?
Oh, boy. Can what?
Can we say that?
I already said it's already too late. You can kick me out afterwards. But there was another show.
Disclaimer, the views the views expressed by the host on the show is in no way...
Yeah, there's no right and responsible. It's just me saying it. Anyways. another show that I thought about, but I didn't know if it was like mid-2000s or not, because I don't remember when it started, was Samurai Jack.
I love Samurai
The rave episode was the best episode that they
I
had.
Loved
My favorite episode it. Was where he was the white ninja who was fighting the black ninja in the shadows.
Yeah, that was such a cool episode. I loved Samurai Jack. I wouldn't miss an episode about it when I was a kid, but I can't remember anything now because I have
a
memory of
a goldfish. Theory about how the world of Samurai Jack is actually the same exact universe and like place as Powerpuff Girls.
Wasn't it like
in Professor looks the exact same as Samurai Jack. There's a billboard which looks the exact same as one from what was it, Coolsville?
Wasn't it because they just had the same animators and they decided to put like little Easter eggs in there?
I think that was the official story about it, but like there was a lot of fan theories going around and like people connecting dots, and I'm like, yo, I gotta give it to these people, by the way, who connect all these dots on shit, because I'm like, I can't do that. I mean,
I'll just look at something and be like, oh, that's that from that other show. That's cool. I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's see. What else we got in here? What else we got? What time we got? Okay. We got plenty of time. So I guess let's go ahead and jump on. We'll ask Zach first, or ask Liz, because Liz's response is gonna be great. So Liz, cartoon character you had a crush on?
Samurai Jack.
Was it because he had a big sword?
Yeah, babe, was it?
Demonetized.
No, I actually did have a crush on him, though, because, I don't know, I thought he was very, like, heroic and stoic, and sometimes he could be, like, really sweet and funny. But that's when I was, like, young and stuff, like, I didn't, like, remember his age or anything until recent years. I'm like,
Samurai Jack would come save me.
Liz, 2000 whatever.
2000 whatever. But Samurai Jack was one of my crushes. From the Avatar, I like.
Ooh, spicy!
I like Zuko, I like Toph, and I like that one gymnast.
Ty Lee.
Or is it Maylee?
You like Toph? It's Ty Lee. We talked about this the other night.
Yeah, I did like Toph.
Do you know how old they are in the show?
Well, I was a kid at the time, too.
I know, but do you know how old they are?
Wasn't she like 10 or something?
She was 8 or 9.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, Aang was like 12, and somewhere between 12 and 14.
No, Aang was definitely was between 12 15. And
15. Katara and Sokka were like 15 and like... Was Katara or Sokka older?
Sokka.
So anyway...
Sokka was
or was it Sokka?
It's Sokka.
I already got outed on Jenny.
Exposed.
I already got outed on Raven and the Big Girl. I'm trying to think of any Disney ones that I had a crush on. There wasn't that many shows I really liked from Disney Channel that I watched constantly.
Patrick.
Oh. Patrick was my.
Where's the leak, man?
Where's the leak? Oh, from Phineas and Ferb. What was that one girl's name? The goth one. Like Ferb. No, not Ferb. The girl, the goth girl.
Vanessa.
I had a crush on Vanessa.
I think I'm just starting to discover a pattern.
What pattern? There's no pattern there. I liked random things. I did like random things. Leave me alone.
Was it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we all had a thing for Raven from Teen Titans. Okay. I also like Terra from Teen Titans.
I did not like
Okay.
You're gonna laugh.
I'm gonna laugh anyway.
Wait, I didn't mention one. Kim Possible and Shigo.
I think everyone had a crush on Kim Possible. I mean, come on.
Everyone had a crush on Kim Possible and Shigo.
A major crush on Kim Possible and Shigo.
That's like Kim Possible is like the free space on a bingo card.
I liked Velma.
Jinkies.
I can't find my glasses.
And Zach's sitting over there like, I'll help you find your glasses.
He has told me that he does like glasses before.
Oh.
Oh, oh no.
No, let's not go on that discussion.
Do y'all remember the Spider-Man cartoon from like way back?
What was it, the 70s?
No, too far.
How old are you, Nolan?
I'm not that. The one that they make the memes out of.
Yeah. It's from like the 90s up into the 2000s. With like Peter Parker with the glasses, and he's buff looking for no reason.
You had a crush on Peter Parker? What?
No, I had a crush on Mary
Jane.
Of course.
Shut up.
Of course.
Katara. I think everyone had a crush on Katara.
No, I didn't.
What?
No, I definitely did not have a crush on Katara.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there was something about her that I didn't really like as much as I liked on like the other girls I mentioned.
Let's see, what else was there? There was a... Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, like... What was it? That girl from Danny Phantom.
Which one?
I did not like Pauline. I'll tell you that now.
Sam,
yeah. I like her, but I don't like that she was vegan.
Which one was Sam?
The Goss Girl. Oh my god. Of course you... Shut up, Nolan. We all know you had a giant-ass crush on Sam.
I didn't really watch Danny Phantom.
That's a lie.
I didn't.
You just had a crush on her.
Bro.
I didn't like Pauline very much. She was very stuck up.
Pauline and his sister was very stuck up, and I didn't like neither.
His sister could always be, like, sweet sometimes.
Sometimes, but she was always stuck up, and she was like, I don't know, I didn't like her.
That's kind of all I got for now. That's all that's coming to my head.
That's all you got?
I'm sure they'll pop in later. Go ahead, Nolan. Rock the show.
Rock it, or lock it down, more like. So,
oh, no.
Of course, Raven, because we all agree.
We all agree, Raven is bae.
So, the dragon from Shrek.
No one, Nolan.
Just kidding.
I'm taking over the podcast now. You're out of this.
No.
All right, bye. All right, guys. It was fun. I enjoyed being everybody's host. Turn it over to Zach and Liz now. I didn't really have that many. I guess Kim Possible, of course.
Of course.
Was a given. Shego.
I just remembered.
What?
I liked Misty.
Misty?
From Pokemon. Yeah.
She was annoying as fuck.
I know, but I don't know. For some reason, I just really liked her. I think she's part of the reason why I have like the thing with Pokemon, with the water type Pokemon. Like, if I was a trainer for Pokemon, I would want mostly water.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
in other worldly news. Yeah, I think that was really it. I can't really think of any others. Were there any other shows that had dragons? What do you think?
Dragon Tales?
No. Wait, there's that one show that Nolan told me not to talk about.
It didn't have dragons, though.
No, but it did have the other thing yet that you really liked.
Hold on. These are jokes. Let's not spread lies and slander.
Okay, guys, these are jokes.
Don't you do it, Liz. Don't you do it. I know what you're doing. So I guess we could just fall right into that one then. So I guess we can...
Wait.
Before we fall into anything else, have you guys watched The Secret Saturdays?
No.
Yes.
I had a crush on the little guy.
Oh, so another show that nobody ever really remembers was Cornel and Bernie.
don't remember that.
Cornel and Bernie. Mm. It was about that guy that has that talking dog, and like he doesn't, the dog doesn't talk to anybody else, but he talks to him, and he's like super smart and stuff. Anyway, it's really good. So let's go ahead and fall into the other one that you're about to mention with all the other stuff and stuff.
Wait, which other one that was about to mention? You really want me to mention that one? Are we thinking of the same one?
You can really, you can at least mention the show.
My Little Pony?
Oh, no. God, no, 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 hold on. I thought we were going...
There was a dragon.
I thought we were going a dragon. Somewhere else with dragon. It.
There's a dragon. There's that little dragon.
Oh, yeah, there is that little
there's
dragon.
Spike, the little dragon, but then there's also the other dragon, like the fucking like Frankenstein dragon, Discord. The flying dragon thing that's got like whatever. Anyway, moving on. shut up. Ashley watches it. Leave me alone.
There, that's the Spider-Man show I watched that I was talking about.
You knew all of their names.
Because
you had
Ashley
a favorite.
Ashley collects them. Leave me
you
alone.
You had a favorite.
I pretty much had to pick a favorite at that point. I am not a brony by any means. No means am I a brony.
Go ahead and say that.
Go ahead and lie to yourself. We're just going to move on.
All right, so I'm going to cut this part out. So we're moving on to... Okay, guys, now that we're done talking about our crushes, and this is where I'm going to cut. Now that we're done talking about our crushes... before we get to the our closing stuff about how cartoons and stuff changed over the years, let's go ahead and talk about. This is a cartoon that all of us here on the podcast really really enjoy, like wholeheartedly, and we wish they made more seasons of it. Gravity
it's
Falls.
Spider-Man the Animated Series.
Yes. Gravity Falls.
Oh my
That's
God.
Not what I said.
What did you say?
I said Spider-Man the Animated Series.
No, move on.
1998.
It was 1998.
Okay. I don't care.
I care.
Gravity and Falls.
And Velma was from the 70s. What up, bro? So, Gravity
Leave her
Falls,
alone.
Man. I guess I'll start with it. Like... I forget who had told me about the show, but someone said that, oh, you should watch Gravity Falls. I think you'll really like it. And I was like, what is Gravity Falls? They're like, oh, it's a cartoon on Disney XD. And I was like, yeah, no. Like,
oh, yeah.
I immediately shut it down. And I didn't watch it for, like, a few years until it came on a certain, can I say the name of the streaming site? I'm not going to say that. It starts with an N. But I caught it on a certain streaming application. And I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'll go ahead and give it a watch. Well, first couple episodes, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Because, like, they started to deal with, like, cryptid stuff. Like, cryptids
oh,
and all
yeah.
the things. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. But it got so much better than I thought it was going to be.
It was so funny.
Yeah, it was funny. And it was actually really, really, like... It drew you in. Like, it kept mm-hmm. you there. Like, the more that the show went on, like, the more that you stayed, like, emotionally attached rather than it's just funny. Hey, dudes.
Yeah.
No, but the characters were so, like, unusual and funny and well-scripted. Like, I absolutely yes. adored Mabel. I loved her
Old
so
Man McGucket. Spitting in a bucket.
Old Man McGucket. Wow, Old Man McGucket.
And the humor behind the whole show was so good because you can laugh at anything from that show. You can be like, oh, you remember this part of the show? Ha ha ha, that's funny. Or like, oh, Old Man McGucket, whatever his name was, the little old guy. Wait, wasn't he like super smart and he just forgot everything?
Yep.
Oh yeah, for those that have not watched Gravity Falls yet and you want to watch it, this is spoilers for like the next like 10-15 minutes, by the way.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, we're sorry, but this is something that we are really, really passionate about. So, if you don't want to know, just skip ahead until you don't hear Gravity Falls anymore. But, yeah, like, that's the thing. Yeah, because McGucket was like super smart, but he erased his memories because of all the stuff that he knew.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to know about it no more, but like when he erased his memories so much, he like went like insane.
Yep.
And that was a huge twist in the show.
It really was.
But see, that's the thing I liked about Gravity Falls was that it started off with the funny, crazy, unusual stuff, but like you came for the funny stuff, but you stayed for like the emotional stuff and the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and how everything connected.
And the mystery.
Yes.
Like, because by season two, like, so season one was just full of nothing but just funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, low-key, like hints about dropped. The story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then season two was just a full-on, like...
Plot here.
Story plot dive here. Right into it. Here's everything. And you're just like, oh, shit. Like, because I was watching it two summers ago, and like, because I binge watch everything, and I'm sitting there, and after the end of like after season two, after the end of every episode, I'm just like, oh shit, and Ashley's like, what? I'm just pointing at the screen at the credits. I'm like, oh shit. Oh, but it was, I'm just sad there's not a third season. I want.
Like, what would they else they put in the third season, though? I feel like they ended the show very nicely.
They did.
I feel like they should come back, like, if they were to make another season, it's Mabel and Dipper coming back into the future.
Like, when they're older?
Yeah.
Yeah, to uncover more of the secrets, and then, like...
But what other Bill's secrets, back, though?
Or, like, something worse than Bill comes out.
Like, there is some secrets that weren't technically solved, just sort of, like, left there to lie.
Yeah.
But everything connects. Like, if you pick up just one secret that didn't seem to connect to anything else, it's supposed to connect to something in the storyline. Because that's how they wrote it. Everything connects with everything. About the whole conspiracy theories and all that. Like, the creator was really into it.
Yeah, Alex Hirsch really did a good job on writing that show. Like,
he did such an amazing job with the whole conspiracy and letting the viewers figure everything out as, like, time passes by and everyone's picking up, like, little pieces from here, little pieces from there, connecting it, and just being like, guys, this is gonna happen.
He wrote it for, like, kids to stay along with it, like, stay along with the secrets and stuff. I mean, there were, like, really, really deep secrets that, like, even as adults, some adults didn't even catch. Like, nobody caught. But, like, there were still secrets that, like, kids would pick up on. They'd be like, oh, hey, that symbol's on Dipper's hat, or Mabel wore that, and, you know, shit like that. Like, at the end where they're all in the circle. And I was like, holy shit, I know every one of them. I know all of them. I know who it is. You get in the circle. Get in the circle. Everyone gets a circle.
I was always like, I knew most of them, but some of them I felt like
didn't belong in that.
Were minute details, because a lot of the people, the symbols that were in the circle, it wasn't what they were wearing, but something that has to do with them. Like, there was the ice bag that Dipper grabbed for Wendy.
It's because she's always she that cool black eye. In, like, tense situations.
Yeah, but it was because of the ice bag he grabbed for her.
Yeah, he grabbed the ice bag and it ripped in the corner just like it was in the picture.
But it was also, like, the metaphor about how cool she was in, like, crazy situations. Like, yeah, sure. It was, like, both.
No, you're thinking too much about it. It's just because of the ice bag.
No, if we're going to talk about it, we're going into the conspiracies of it, all right? This is what we're doing.
I'm telling you, overthinking is literally just about the ice bag.
But it also represents how cool she... Okay, whatever. Fine. Whatever.
I can agree with you that she's cool.
Like it's cool. Level-headed.
I also had a crush on her. Like, but anyways.
Do you think she's supposed to be...
I think she probably did.
Does...
Partake in the devil's lettuce.
But yeah, like I was saying, like if they were to bring it back as like, them being adults, I feel like what they would, the way they would go about doing that, or the way they should go about doing that, is there's still some of that mindless like comedy like it used to have.
Yeah.
But not as much since they're older, and it's not like a Disney cartoon; it's more of like something around the lines of like an adultish, not really adult, but like maybe teenager-ish, like Teen Titans.
Okay.
Like that age group.
I can get that. I mean, like if they came back, because you got to think, there were three journals. Like, I know for a fact they didn't cover, like, all the stuff that could have been in the journals. Like, all the different weird creatures and all the different weird happenings and stuff. Like, if they came back as, like, I don't know, like comes, like, something kind of like a knockoff, like, Ghost Hunters or something. Or something along those lines, where they just wanted to investigate more, like, crazy stuff. And then, like, they started investigating other stuff that was in the podcast. Not podcast, damn it. I don't know what I'm thinking. More stuff that was... I am tired. Investigating more stuff that was in the journal. Because you got to think, there was probably so much more stuff that they didn't cover. You know, so... I don't know. I think it would be interesting. But don't tie it in really to old stuff. You know, like, have them come back and, you know, Dipper and Mabel are older and they get back off the bus or they get out of their car and...
Robbie and Wendy are married.
Yeah, and, you know, they get out and, you know, Dipper's like, ah, man, this brings back so many memories and da-da-da-da, you know, stuff like that. And Seuss is still running the Mystery Shack.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, dudes.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Oh, can you guys help me out here? And he's just, like, stuck or something. Stuck in something.
No, I vacuumed the wall now.
He is in a better
place. No, no, he's...
Oh, in a worse place.
A better place. Or, no, he's in a different place. No,
there we go.
No, he is somewhere else.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
But I think it would be...
I need more of the abuelita in there.
But I was not expecting, like, the amount of story that the show had. Because I was thinking it was just some mindless comedy, maybe some good funny jokes thrown in, maybe like one or two adult jokes thrown in, and then they just did dumb stuff. And I was like, oh, it's Disney XD. What could it be?
Grappling hook.
Grappling hook.
Waddles!
Waddles!
I absolutely love Waddles!
Oh, when Neil deGrasse Tyson voiced Waddles when he became smart was the best thing ever.
I was like, it's Neil deGrasse Tyson as a pig!
Waddles!
I want a Waddles plush.
I also want a Waddles plush.
Ashley got me a, last time she went to, I think, Hot Topic, she got me a Waddles Funko Pop. Suck it, nerds. I've got Waddles, I've got Grunkle Stan, Mabel, Dipper, and then the regular Bill Cipher. I need to find I think they have a Golden Bill that's out there. I need to try to find that.
Couldn't you also get Dipper as Bill Cipher?
I think there is one. I think that's an exclusive.
Dipper.
Yeah.
It's Dippy Fresh.
You should also get one of Dippy Fresh.
Dippy Fresh.
Dippy Fresh.
Oh, but the ending was pretty good, where Mabel is in her own little dream bubble and all that. Again, people who are listening, please skip ahead.
What were the two guys' names? You know, oh, that's so cool. Like,
the 90s characters, oh, like the 90s guys.
Yeah, like
your dream boys.
Yeah, the blue-haired guy and the blonde-haired guy.
Yeah, I don't remember their names.
I'm googling it now.
But they were throughout the whole show.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget the boy band.
Oh my God. Xylar and Crash.
Yeah, Xylar.
It's a picture of them.
Oh my God.
Here's a picture of them.
Yeah, I think
you're getting
collectively
one.
That's all of, like, all of us. That's probably all of our top, like, cartoon. favorite of all time, just because of all the stuff that happened in it. And, like, the voice talent in the show was pretty good. And you had some, like, A-list people that came in and did some stuff, and, like, some awesome guest appearances, like Neil deGrasse Tyson. You had Patton Oswalt was on there, I do believe, as one of the, what were the...
Secret
the
agents?
Lily Putchins? Lily Putchins? Little Putchins, you know, the one at the golf course? But they went by a different name. I think it was Patton, not Patton Oswalt. It was, it might have been Patton Oswalt.
Putton?
You guys remember the president? The one that... his underwear, ball headed, was in that candy.
I do remember.
What number president was he?
Wasn't he like the 12 and a half or something?
Something and a half.
And he was what, like, not frozen, but he was
peanut brittle?
Yeah, peanut brittle.
Yeah, it was in peanut brittle.
It was peanut
brittle.
He was
preserved in peanut brittle.
He also appointed baby St. Fongus. He won by a landslide.
Oh, God. Yeah, he made all the members of Congress babies.
Good choice. Same thing.
He gave him the key to the city. He didn't give him a key to the city. He gave him a... What was it? A $3 bill?
No, it was negative something.
Yeah.
Was it negative $1 bill?
I think it was something like that.
Or like a negative $4 bill, or something like that.
But it also gave him a key that can open anything.
Yeah, that can open any door.
Yeah. Did he ever use that key?
No.
There's one thing.
That would be a good plot for, like, if they ever came back when they were older and, like, Dipper just pulls the key out of something and opens up some old thing and it reveals something else.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And Dipper unleashes some ancient evil.
Again.
Ooh.
Again.
That would be good. Oh. All right. Tweeting Alex Hirsch right now.
Alex Hirsch, listen to the end of our podcast. Get some good ideas.
Just listen in. Just come in.
Just come in.
Just our podcast.
Let us talk to you. Speaking of Alex, did you guys hear about the little little scavenger hunt that he did, that they put on to find a statue of, I think it was a statue of Bill Cipher?
I remember them seeing the picture of the statue of Bill Cipher, but I don't remember there being a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, sent out I think it was tweets. I think he was tweeting about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving out hints and locations and coordinates and riddles and stuff like that, and people all over the world were going to these different places, you know, finding stuff to find the next clue and to find this and find that, and they would be little buried treasure boxes that would have clues or a little key or something like that, and then it was to find a little statue of Bill Cipher. The voice actor of Dipper actually was a part of it too, trying to find it.
Shit.
And they ended up finding it, and they didn't get to keep the little statue, but they the people that found it ended up getting something. I don't remember what it was, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Wait, I thought the voice for Dipper, Stan, and Seuss were all Alex.
Was it Alex?
I'm pretty sure the voice for Dipper, Grunkle Stan, and Seuss.
Well, I know about the little hunt, but Ashley was the one that told me about the whole... the voice actor for Dipper being a part of it. She may have been thinking about somebody else.
Played by Jason Ritter. It doesn't sound like Alex Hirsch.
Yeah.
Okay, I was wrong.
It was that Dipper was modeled after Alex Hirsch.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
But Grunkle Stan was voiced by Alex Hirsch.
Yeah.
I knew that. The whole story for Gravity Falls is supposed to be about Alex Hirsch, and I believe he said he had a real twin sister.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
And it was about them going to visit their great uncle in some weird washout town.
We did a very good job of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I had a thought, and it was just like, wee, I'm gone.
out the window.
Out the window. Oh. The two town cops.
Oh my god.
I loved them so much.
Weren't they?
Weren't they like,
yeah.
Gay.
Yeah.
They were so good. I loved them.
They were my OTP.
My OTP.
They were the best couple. And Sam.
Didn't they wear shirts of each other underneath their uniform?
Yes. They were so supportive of each other.
And everybody listening. If you get a knock on your door in the middle of summer. What was it? It's the Summerween. Was it the Summerween Trickster?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that one freak you out, babe?
You freak me out just mentioning it right now.
So, Zay, let's talk about the summer.
Nah! No, it wasn't that. How you just, like, stopped and quietly said it. I was just like, what's going on? Look.
I thought I was going to end the podcast.
Look, it's very night right now, and I'm just, like, jittery, so leave me the fuck.
Yeah,
I'm a very anxious person.
Speaking of ending, I guess let's go ahead and discuss about how cartoons have changed since when, I guess, well, especially since when I started growing up, and I guess for when you guys started growing up, and then we'll go ahead and we'll shut down, and yeah, so, As you guys, I guess, how have cartoons changed in you guys' mind? Like, have they gotten better? Have they gotten worse? Have they kind of stayed the same?
I would definitely have to say that, in my opinion, cartoons have gotten worse over the time.
Agreed. Same.
Like, cartoons were kind of like, you know, mindless comedy back in the day.
But they still had like intelligence behind
character.
The jokes.
No, but what I think they did was take the mindless comedy aspect of it, like nothing behind the jokes, just literally the mindless comedy, and they run away with the idea of it, not putting like any backing to the comedy.
They went way too far with
it. They went too far with it. They literally just make anything up. Do you guys remember that show called Uncle Grandpa?
Oh God.
Yes.
That was stupid.
I mean, that's like a lot of cartoons nowadays. Like there's like fart jokes and vomit jokes, and I'm just like,
yeah, exactly.
Not funny. I mean, it's not funny when I was younger, and it's not like, funny now.
No, because
like the new SpongeBob. Have you all seen the new SpongeBob?
No,
I refuse.
It's not even funny anymore. It's just SpongeBob making weird faces. It's like,
it's just meme fuel.
Do y'all remember the episode where SpongeBob and Patrick's face stuck?
Yeah.
It's a little bit newer.
It's more of a newer episode, and they were making like weird and funny faces, and they were like saying, "Oh, that's hilarious," or whatever. I didn't find it that funny.
It's like that.
I just was like, "This is."
They went way further in that direction, except the faces aren't sticking.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's SpongeBob just got so terrible, you know, and that's nothing to say about, you know, Steven Hillenburg, rest his soul. But it just got so bad after, especially after the first movie. It went down. I mean, it was cool. It was funny to see David Hasselhoff, but I mean,
you remember his chest just like moving apart in squares.
His pecs, David Hasselhoff. But I mean, that like the old stuff was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I mean, just Mr. Krabs being a robot, you know, ravioli, give me the formula. That shit was funny. You know, Squidward, they took the Navy. Not the Navy! You know, that was funny. Now it's just dumb. And I feel like a lot of cartoons have gone that way. And especially with them doing all the remakes that they're doing now.
Yeah.
Like, stop remaking stuff, guys, please. And if you're gonna, like, remake it, do it in, like, an updated art style, not completely different, just update it and stay with the story.
I think they're trying to hit the nostalgia fact of it, though.
They are. They're trying to cash in on nostalgia, but then even people like me who like are like got nostalgia fiends, yeah. It's like, ugh, I don't wanna watch that. Like,
yeah. That's how I feel about Ben 10.
And like, didn't they come out with new Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah. They came out with it 2 times, okay? The first one didn't even make it past the first episode, the first movie of it. And the second one actually did, but it didn't last for long.
I mean, there have been some cases in the past where they do that, like Scooby-Doo. Like, Scooby-Doo was good in the 70s, and then, like, the 80s was good.
Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, it was really dark.
90s was, like, when they did A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, that was more of, like, I guess, more kid-friendly. I didn't really like it too much, but it was still okay.
But I think it was okay.
But, like, when What's New Scooby-Doo came out, I was like, okay, this isn't so bad. But the newest Scooby-Doo, I'm just like, guys, what are you doing?
Which one's the newest Scooby-Doo?
Oh, God. I know what
you're talking about. Zach knows, and I'm just,
Have you seen the one that, I think it was the one before this, maybe a couple before, it was Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated?
Yes.
It was really dark. It was really good.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo.
They did really well with that. Shaggy and Velma had
it was good. I actually did enjoy it, but at some point I couldn't stand watching it anymore. Because it was more about the drama rather than...
Yeah.
I like drama.
The story.
But I mean, then again, there was only so many, like, funny, like, chase scenes that you could do.
No, like, I was into the story aspect of it. Like, the whole, like, again, connecting and mystery and part of it. But they were so focused on the drama. They were so focused on the relationships that they forgot about all that.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of, like, inherent of, you know, growing older. When you start growing older, you get more invested in, like, the story and the emotions of the show rather than the funny stuff. Like, the funny stuff is there as a bonus, you know. Whereas, like, before when you were kids, you're like, hey, funny stuff. And you're like, oh, drama and story? I don't want that.
Yeah.
Like all of Shaggy, like the original Scooby-Doo, like from the 70s, like all of Shaggy's one-liners just kill me. Every single time, they kill me. But I don't know. I feel like cartoons are going in like a completely different direction. Like there's no more.
Do you think that Freddy could say fuck?
I think they should have given him at least one fuck, like over the course of the entire show. Like,
fuck.
Just give him one good fuck. Where
no way, wait, don't say that. Don't say that.
Nah, one good time to say the word fuck.
There you go.
He doesn't have a catchphrase. Everyone else does.
Right, and it's like.
Oh, and they like pointed that out in the Mystery Incorporated one.
Yes, they did.
They're like, I don't even have a catchphrase.
Like, some crazy shit happens, and Velma's just like, Jinky. Scooby's like, Rutro. Shaggy's like, Zoing. So what does Daphne say?
Jeepies. Jeepers.
Yeah, jeepers. She does jeepers.
And then Freddy's just like, well, fuck.
just yells out, fuck.
Like, I knew it was him all along. 'Cause it's terror time again.
Wait, there was one thing you missed as a crutch.
Oh, no!
You missed her!
What the heck, girls?
You
missed her.
The giant-ass crush on the main singer?
Oh, God.
You like all of them.
Who didn't? Come on now!
Okay, I definitely had a crush on her, too.
Okay,
but like...
I definitely had a crush on the main singer.
She was hot.
That's about
it. She was a vampire chick. It was like, oh.
She was hot.
No, Nolan, imagine if she was a dragon.
Can we not?
Nobody listening, like, except for like maybe like 3 people. Like, out of everybody else who's going to listen to this podcast, only like 3 people are going to know what the fuck we're talking about. That's going to get me into such hot water.
So I think one of my friends from work listens to it.
Yeah.
And my friend Ryan from, like, I forgot where he lives.
Just go on.
So, yeah, moving on. but, yeah, I honestly, I agree with everybody that that cartoons have, I believe, have changed, you know, worse. And it's more mind-numbing comedy than really anything.
Yeah.
Like, you go back from, like, the clever, like, funny stuff.
One-liners.
Yeah, clever one-liners, like, oh, like, I'm grounded. Oh, Ed, why did you, where are your stairs? My parents took them down because I'm grounded. That's disturbing. Like, that shit was funny. Like, I don't care. Like, the first time I saw that, I died laughing. I was like,
he eats a slide because there's a pebble in his shoe.
Yeah, yeah. He eats a pebble because there's a pebble in his shoe. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I can't speak. Like, the episode ended with Eddie where Eddie went, like, not really insane, but he, like, lost his mind and, like, basically hallucinated because there was nobody to scam that day. Like, cause everyone was sick or, like, on vacation, and there was nobody to scam, so he couldn't run scams, so he was, like, hallucinating everything. And, like, Double D and Ed ended up making, like, masks of the other kids in the neighborhood. And, I think Double D was wearing a plank mask, and, Ed was wearing a Johnny mask. Well, yeah, because Eddie's like, oh, hey, Plank. Hey, Johnny. And, like, Ed's mask breaks, and the Johnny mask just floats to the ground, and Eddie just goes, Johnny, your face fell off. And I just, like, it's humor like that that I, like, absolutely miss, and now you just got potty humor.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
But I don't know. It is what it is. I've kind of given up on cartoons as of late. I just don't really watch them anymore. I just kind of stick with my anime.
Which is anime. Another topic we're going to talk about in the future.
Yeah, which is another topic we're going to get to next week. And hopefully we'll have our fourth host with us.
Hopefully.
Shadow.
One day we'll have
him. One day we'll have him here with us.
And we will regret it every step of the way.
Especially the ones you like.
So that's us on that. So do you two have any closing statements, thoughts, concerns that don't involve me and dragons?
Nope.
They had no reason to make the lead singer of the Hex Girls that hot.
Oh, go write an angry worded letter.
I will.
How dare you make her so hot? I can't.
You know how
2D girls.
Strange that was for me to think as a kid, not knowing my sexuality.
Why is she hot? I don't get it.
Why is she so damn hot? Damn.
And she can sing.
And she'll put a hex on me too. Swoon.
Okay, moving on.
I'm sorry, I'm just ad-libbing whatever Liz was gonna say. Yeah, Liz, you got any closing statements?
No.
Okay, Zach?
Wait. Today was a very special day for Nolan.
Oh yeah.
Happy birthday from all of us to you.
This is your birthday
Emperor's
song.
Emperor's New Groove.
It's not Nolan's birthday, but he did get affiliated with Twitch.
Hey. I'm excited, everybody. I will actually plug it seriously here, I guess. It's twitch.tv/XANNOL if you guys want to go check me out and share the love. I usually try to stream as much as I can. Let's see. I don't have any other closing stuff. I wanted to mention The Emperor's New Groove, but it's a movie.
It is a movie.
Can we talk about how, like, Kuzco is the Deadpool of those movies?
I saw that meme. I freaking, like, I was like, holy shit, he is. Also, he's
a
Disney princess.
Were you ever a fan of the Spider-Man cartoons?
Huh?
Were you ever a fan of the Spider-Man cartoons?
No.
Really? They're so good. There was one, you know, it was regular Peter Parker, Saving New York. There's another series right after that.
I'm trying to end the podcast.
Batman Beyond.
Oh, I love freaking Batman Beyond. I had a crush on him.
Wow. Liz has a crush on everybody. So if they walk and breathe, Liz is like, oh my god.
No, if they were hot, I would like.
Do you like, did you have a crush on Mabel's Dream Boys?
Mabel's Dream Boy? Who was her Dream Boy?
Dream Boys.
No, no, God, no.
Xylar and Crash?
No, look Xylar at them. Look at their chins.
Wow, okay. So, that's rude.
Look at their chins. That's rude.
Oh, I did like how in Gravity Falls at the very end during the weird Mageddon. Sorry, another spoiler.
Spoilers.
How at the end of Weird Mageddon, when they were going through all those different reality bubbles, and they went through the real life one, and it was actually Alex Hirsch and his sister.
Yeah.
As Dipper and Wendy.
Mabel. Or Dipper and Wendy.
Yeah, it was Dipper and Wendy. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I guess with no other closing statements, thoughts, concerns,
bribery, and no questions.
Bribery to me.
I'm hungry. We are the Mango Club. Have a good night.
Yeah, guys, make sure you go follow us on Twitter at Mango Club Podcast. You can also find us on Instagram at Mango Club Podcast.
Also, if any of you who have any topics that you want us to talk about, or have any ideas, or your own thoughts about the podcast,
anything that you guys want to hear, you know, personally on your drives home, while you're at work, whatever you want, send it to us. We'll consider it. Especially if it's something we're passionate about, we'll definitely talk about it. We're gonna be talking about a lot of stuff here on this podcast. So it may be something that we're already planning in the future, and if that's the case, then we'll get back to you with that and say, hey, we're planning on doing that in the future. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
But if you got any thoughts or anything, just contact us on one of our social media sites, and we'll do what we can. So this is Zach.
Hi.
And Liz.
Hi.
And I'm Nolan. And we're the Mango Club Podcast, and we are signing off, guys.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.